Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm going to let you share every day a wisdom moment out of the book of Proverbs, and generally the corresponding day. There's 31 Proverbs chapters in the book of Proverbs, and there's 30, 31 days, sometimes 28 days in the month. And what we like to do is just correspond those 2 days, the chapter with the day, and share a word of wisdom. And today's moment of wisdom is found in Proverbs 10, verse 12. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. You know, we have a choice. Every day, you, myself, our neighbor, our friends, our coworkers, our family members, we all have a choice whether we're going to move and operate in love or move and operate in hatred. It is amazing that you ever hear people say when they're describing themselves, how many times have you ever heard someone describe themselves? I am just a hateful person. I'm hateful. I'm mean. I am rude.
Right. And
no. What do you always hear? I am so loving. I am generous. I am kind. No. Like an interview. I am a people person. I really, really like people. I'm like, really?
Come
really?
On.
Are you a people person? You know?
Yeah.
Well, I can't say on an interview, I'm not. Well, hello. Why can't you? Why can't you?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I do.
So dissension, right? What's dissension? A strong disagreement, contention, or quarrel. Hatred stirs quarrels up. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't look at a certain, you know, certain attribute or certain thing when we're reading God's word and you know, have preconceptions or ideas of what we're reading and what we want that word to match to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? If I have a warped conception, let's say, that I'm just always loving, and maybe there's, you know, just 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never even consider the fact that maybe, just maybe that day, I moved in hatred or that moment. And one of the things that we have to do is just be real with God and real with ourselves so that when we're reading God's word,
mm-hmm.
it does what God's word says is going to do. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of our heart. I mean, you know, maybe you might have said something ugly.
Right.
Maybe what you said was hateful. Maybe what you did was hateful. And maybe God wants to show it to you. Maybe you did something that was loving. But either way, you don't want to come into reading the word with any kind of prejudices about yourself. You just kind of want to let your heart to be wide open before God, because whatever God tells you, you want to do it, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is. It's like someone said, did you get a good prophetic word? It's like, what are you talking about? Every prophetic word is good. You
That's
know what I'm
right.
saying? God is
That's
speaking.
Right.
God is speaking. It's all good. And so what is hate? Hate is to dislike intensely or passionately. It's to feel an extreme aversion to hostility. It's just mm-hmm. hate. And when we see the, you know, dissension, we need to peel back. We need to like look further, peel back and see what is operating in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we look at things, we think, oh, it's just this. No, there's something happening in the background. What's operating in that computer that's causing that thing to pop up? It just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that it's hate.
All right.
When you're seeing dissensions and factions and strife, I mean, my goodness, I want to start talking one day about, you know, how to live a peaceful life in a strife-filled, chaotic world. I mean, it's just everywhere you go, there just seems to be strife and mm-hmm. chaos. And you think about it, maybe you're at your job and people are just getting up and working, and it's like, it's 9 o'clock in the morning already? Already you're... You came in with a pig pen of strife, a pig
yeah.
pen of it's like, and what's happening, I think what I believe is happening is that oftentimes people are leaving their homes that are so strife filled, and they're just bringing that into the workplace. And you work with 10, 15, 20 people in a department that all are bringing all their different stuff and all their chaotic experiences, maybe in their home or in their marriage and their situations, and they bring it and it's like all converging at the, you're looking for an explosion to occur.
Mm-hmm.
And it just stirs up dissension, strife. And you just got to deal with it. Hatred stirs it up, but love, love is the opposite. Love covers all wrongs. Right. Honestly, love is the opposite. You know, it promotes peace. You know, and love covers an offense. And we have to make a choice. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can get upset and hurt about in any given day.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just life. People are going to say, people are going to do, people are not going to do at things that are hurtful, things that maybe are hateful. But if we choose to dwell on them, if we choose to sit on that, you're going to go down. You're going to go down. We need to choose love, you know, and I want to grow more and more in this area of my life, you know, in many areas, but I definitely want to grow in my ability to love. 1 Peter 4:8 says that above all else, love each other deeply. I love that. They didn't know this. The word deeply wasn't omitted. It wasn't just enough to love that. It was, it was to love each other deeply. Why? Because love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers a multitude of sins, and love chooses to you know, not bring up the matter anymore. Love is not worried about right or wrong, but rather just promoting that love. And sometimes people have, you know, like I said, different ideas or conceptions of what they think love is. The truth is that you can only love someone to the extent and to the proportion that you know what love is. If you've never experienced love, or the love that you, you, the feelings that you associate with love are you know, basic or hurtful, is like, I am loving you. Don't you know this is, you know, if, you know, if your love is getting knocked around and hit and be like, I'm loving you. I'm loving you. What's your problem? You know, but the quality of your love is only based on the dimension that you've experienced love. And I think we spend so much time trying to love that we don't spend enough time receiving love.
Right.
Once you receive the Father's love, once God touches you in your heart, you've received the Father's love. You've actually experienced the most purest, the most amazing love possible. Once you've experienced that, then only then are you qualified really to allow that to flow through you, to allow that to be extended. That's your reference. That's your grid of what love is. It's like the thing about, you know, forgiving. Oftentimes, I think the people that the most challenges forgiving others are those that haven't received forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've received forgiveness from God, once you receive God's amazing forgiveness for the things, for the sins that you have done, there's such an amazing, overwhelming sense of gratitude, such an overwhelming sense of, oh, I've been granted mercy. I've been granted mercy. That forgiveness that you received from God will then be just flowing outside of you that you can forgive others.
Right.
And think about it, we spend all this time. Love. You know, I'm going to love. And I'm going to forgive, and I'm going to forgive. And it's like, but I can't keep doing it. Or it's like, your love is hurting me. I know you say that you're loving me, but I define your love as hurt right now. We need to maybe focus on receiving God's love.
That's right.
It's like, we need to spend some time understanding that the Father loves us, that my goodness, look what he did. I mean, he says love covers all wrongs. Wasn't it God's love for us that covered all of our wrongs? Wasn't his love for us that took away all of our sins?
Mm-hmm.
When we're loving other people and we're not counting their issues and the things that they did to us, we're not counting it. We're not going to take tally. We're not going to keep score. We're not going to say, I saw that I'm going to take a mental note of that. When we choose not to do that, we're operating like Jesus did. We're operating like God did.
Right.
God's not taking mental score of the stuff that we've done. When we've asked him to forgiveness, the Bible says he separates our sins as far as the east is from the west.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make us from, you know, he'll make us pure and white as snow. And we need the grace of God. We need God's supernatural empowerment to move and to walk in a place of love. Because let me tell you, love conquers all. And we need to settle not for our own perception of what love is,
mm-hmm.
What does God say love is? What does the Bible say that love is?
Right.
So you can talk to 10 different people. Let me tell you, you'll get 10 different answers on what they think love is. And it's like, why not we go, you know, let's go to the source. And 1 Corinthians 13 is often quoted as the love chapter, but I think it's often quoted, but not so often meditated on, you know, mm-hmm. practiced,
right.
and absorbed. And the first few verses in chapter 4, first few statements, it starts telling you what love is not. Love is patient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're not being patient, we're not being loving.
Right.
Pretty deep. Love is kind. If we're being rude, then that was just not loving.
Mm-hmm.
Love, it does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not rude. If you're being rude, then it means their love is not present.
Mm-hmm.
It's not self-seeking. That seems to be a big one.
Right.
Because when we're trying to take score and we're trying to, this is talking about the moment of wisdom. We're talking about how we can understand God's purposes and his ways. How can we bring wisdom in our life? Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all wrongs. You know, if we're going to get along, if we're going to have peace in the home, if we're going to have peace in the workplace, if we're going to have peace in the family, if siblings, Pat, I just heard yesterday in Queens,
uh-huh.
a sister called 911 and told them, you need to get here because I'm going to kill my brother. You need to get here. I'm telling these people, they were in their 20s. Do you know that she wound up killing her brother?
Oh, my goodness.
She wound up stabbing him. And the report said that this family, the neighbors were saying they had a strife in the home, that they were constantly, the brothers were taking fistfights in the streets and all this. And you think, what happened there? What got loosed in that home?
Wow.
That there could be so much hatred and dissension and just being stirred up. And I'll tell you, don't take it lightly when your kids are arguing and people are saying, you know, just hateful and hurtful things. Those things need to be addressed because out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. If someone's saying, hey, we need to look at that. We need to see what is in your heart. What is it that is allowing you to say and do those things to people as if God's eyes are not on us, as if God doesn't see.
Mm-hmm.
We need to move in love.
Right.
And the Bible's clear. So it's not self-seeking. It's not looking for a place to measure up and how does this benefit me? But love always says you go first.
Mm-hmm.
You go first.
That's right.
It's not easily angered. Uh-oh. It's not easily angered. It's not annoyed constantly, right? It keeps no record of wrongs. I want to encourage you that if you want to break that, you want to get wisdom in your home, wisdom in your life, wisdom in your workplace, wisdom amongst your friends and families. Don't keep records of wrongs, you know, because the same way that you know, Bible says, you know, forgive as I have forgiven others. You know, if you're keeping a list, you certainly don't want God to keep a list. It's like, oh, never mind. I'll throw this away,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we don't want lists. Lists are not good. If you're keeping a list on mm-hmm. someone, trust me, God can keep a list on you,
and he doesn't.
And love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It's not happy when evil things are. That's not love. It love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes, and love always perseveres. Love never fails. Love never fails. And the highest form of love is not a feeling, right? It's a phileo love. The city of Philadelphia, right? It's just like it's not a feeling, but the highest form of love is an act. It's out of your own volition. You chose to do that. You willed to do that. And I think that if we willed more, if we chose love more, we would see some beautiful things happen. But we have to be a receiver of God's love.
Right.
Gotta be a receiver of God's love. Oh my goodness. The wisdom moment today is found in Proverbs 10:12. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.